Revealing the Truth is a half-hour program designed to share the deeper truths from the Bible. We invite you to join us now for today's study and to consider the following.
Can we reject Yahweh and still honor His Son, Yahshua? And can we reject Yahshua and still honor the Father, Almighty Yahweh?
It has been almost 2,000 years since the Messiah has walked the earth. Satan has done much, from instilling pagan ideas into true worship, to actually encouraging men to cover up the true names of our Heavenly Father and His Son. Our mission and purpose is to reach people around the world with the message of the revealed personal names of Yahweh and His Son Yahshua the Messiah, as well as teaching the salvational truths that have been neglected for centuries. The kingdom of Yahweh is coming soon. It's time to prepare.
Welcome to Revealing the Truth. My name is John Fisher, and with me is David Brett. We open this segment by asking the question, can a person reject the Father and hold on to the Son? And can we reject the Son and hold on to the Father? And by holding on, I mean to honor. There are those in the world who reject the Son, who say that He's not the Messiah, that Yahshua is not the Messiah. Mm-hmm. We're still waiting for the Messiah to come. And there are those who say, yes, the Messiah has come, but He's done away with the law, which would be representative of the Father. So, which is true? Should we keep the law and reject the Son, or keep the Son and reject the law?
Can't we keep both? I mean, can't we honor both the Father and the Son?
Well, that's basically what we want to discuss today. Mm-hmm. And if we are successful in what we are presenting today, you will see that we cannot reject the Father and keep the Son and honor the Son. We cannot reject the Son and honor the Father. Both are together. Mm-hmm. And there's numerous scriptures, more than we can present here today, to that effect. Some of them are very obvious, and some of them are not so obvious in terms of understanding this concept. Let's take a look at the last book in the scripture, Revelation 14, verses 12 and 13. It says, here's the patience of the saints. And the saints, according to Yochanan, John, are those who are righteous, who basically are upright and upstanding and are following the law. Here's the patience, or the endurance of the saints. Here are those who keep the commandments of Yahweh and the faith of Yahshua. Now, what are, David, what are the commandments of Yahweh?
Well, I think most people will acknowledge the Ten Commandments as being fundamental, mm-hmm. and to be honored, written by the very finger of our Father.
Right, absolutely. I mean, if there's anything that would stand out as the law of Yahweh, it would be the Ten Commandments. Mm-hmm. He wrote them with His own hand. Mm-hmm. Now, of course, Yahshua has said that no one has seen or heard the Father. So who was it who was actually doing the writing on the stone, mm-hmm. the rock, that was given to Moses?
Yeah, this gets into the representative of Yahweh.
Right.
The mediator, the ambassador, the dabar, in the New Testament, mm-hmm. he's referred to as the Logos,
right.
the Word.
And that would be the Yahshua, mm-hmm. Who has appeared here on earth as representative of the Father. He's said, as you see me, you've seen the Father. Mm-hmm. Okay, so here's the endurance of the righteous ones. Here are those who keep the commandments of Yahweh and the faith of Yahshua. It's very interesting when we see the words faith of Yahshua. We could ask the question, what is Yahshua's faith? Was he Jewish? A lot of people will say yes. I would say that he's not. He's not Jewish in the sense that he's not a part of Judaism.
And not part of the traditions.
Yeah, not part of the traditions, yeah. Right. In fact, he railed against the Pharisees who had their traditions. He said that you by your traditions you have brought down the law of Yahweh. So he was very much against them, called them all kinds of bad names, hopefully to wake them up to see what they're doing. But they made all kinds of laws, and they paid so much attention to the laws that they made up, they forgot the Father's laws. So this has become Judaism, basically Pharisaism, the laws that were created from 300 years before the Messiah came until now. Yahshua is not Jewish. He's of the tribe of Judah. Yeah, he's one of the Yahudim, but he's not of the Jewish faith. So what is he? Is he Christian? Does he worship on Sunday? Does he celebrate Christmas? Does he honor Easter? You know, heaven forbid that he would even suggest that we do that. He honored the Father. He did what the Father told him to do, and then he invited us to follow him. Come, follow me. And so what celebrations did he honor? What appointed times did he honor?
Yeah, he was there at the Feast of Tabernacles, for example, spoke on that day. Right. And, you know, Paul said, you know, follow me as I follow the Messiah, or, you know, imitate me as I imitate the Messiah. Right. And he even taught in Acts chapter 20 and verse 21, he says that he solemnly was testifying to both Jews and Greeks of repentance towards Yahweh and faith in our Master Yahshua the Messiah.
Right.
That basically is saying the same thing of what we find of the saints.
Right.
Having the commandments of Yahweh and also the faith in Yahshua.
Yeah. And so why is it so contentious? Why is there so much confusion about this issue? I had someone tell me the other day, well, the Ten Commandments are done away. There's only two, you know, and he said, honor God and honor your fellow man. Well, you know, Yahshua did say something to that effect. He said that these are the two pegs, basically, that the Ten Commandments are hung on. And he's not denying the Ten Commandments at all.
Yeah, and they're connected to, you know, they're hinged to. Right. They're not disconnected.
Right. Mm-hmm. And we can see that there's a section of the Ten Commandments that is basically directed towards Yahweh, and another part that's connected to our relationship with our fellow man. Mm-hmm. The Ten Commandments have not been done away with, and this is obvious. When we look at Yahshua speaking to the Pharisees and saying, for example, you've heard it said that you shall not murder. But I say to you, you shall not be angry with your brother, because if you are angry, then you've, I'm paraphrasing, of course, you essentially have murdered your brother in your heart.
Right.
And he's also said, you've heard it said that I should not commit adultery, but I say to you that he who looks at a woman to lust after has committed adultery in his heart. Mm-hmm. Is that doing away with the commandments? Or is that refining it and actually elevating the requirement of the law?
Yeah, it's actually fulfilling prophecy that talks about Yahweh making the law honorable and magnifying it. Mm-hmm. He did this through the Son's teachings, which are actually His teachings,
yes.
Ultimately.
Yeah.
But we find that we are to honor the Son, and by doing so, we're honoring the Father as long as we're doing what we're told. And basically, honoring the commandments is honoring both.
Exactly. So in the book of Revelation, chapter 14, verses 12 and 13 now, verse 13, then I heard a voice from heaven saying to me, write, blessed are the dead who die in the Master from now on. Yes, says the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors and their works follow them. And their works follow them? This is the patience of the saints who keep the commandments of Yahweh and are of the faith of Yahshua. I guess we didn't really answer the question, what is the faith of Yahshua? What can we say that he did that there's no doubt about?
He is obedient to his Father.
Absolutely, right. So that, I would say, is his faith. obedience to the Father. Mm-hmm. And if we are to follow Him, are we not to be in obedience to the Father as well?
Yeah. It's interesting when you look at Scripture, because when you take subject matter like love or even prayer, they don't work alone. Mm-hmm. Faith alone is not what we're called to have. And also our prayers without obedience is really, you know, just hitting the ceiling. We're given instruction in Yahweh's word, and He really wants us to do what He says. And it's for our own good. It's not just He's trying to be, this mean dictator. You know, He's telling us things that are for our own good. And when we get into the New Testament and Yahshua is magnifying the law, He's really helping us and preparing us and helping us to work with Yahweh's Spirit, which is given to us. And we want to be sensitive to that Spirit. That Spirit is not against Yahweh's instructions. And when it comes to matters of the heart, I think really we see magnification of these type of things. But it's, you know, this is what Yahweh is looking for, those that will worship Him in spirit and in truth. Mm-hmm. But again, we don't find the Spirit out of line with the truth.
Exactly. In fact, we find it exactly in line with the truth. Mm-hmm. The New Covenant, as written in Jeremiah 31 to 34, and in the book of Hebrews, chapter 8, I forget what verse they begin with, but they're basically, in Hebrews, an exact quote of Jeremiah. Mm-hmm. And what Jeremiah says is that the New Covenant, remember that Yahshua had the emblems, the unleavened bread and the fruit of the vine, mm-hmm. at Passover. And he said, this is the new covenant, in referring back to what Jeremiah said. What is the new covenant? That the law of Yahweh will be placed in our hearts and in our minds, that we will do the law.
Yeah, it's actually the Spirit, which in a sense is the law given, because that Spirit is not out of sync with His will. And right. It gives us the energy, the ability, it really, when we come across evil, we're repelled from that evil. Mm-hmm. It's like taking the reverse of taking two magnets and reversing one and trying to put them together, they repel each other. Mm-hmm. Yahweh's Spirit is repelled against evil. Mm. And so we're given help in the body of Messiah with that Spirit to be holy and to do those things which are good and to stay away from those things which are bad.
Yeah, well, I like that analogy, mm-hmm. because the Spirit, you can't see the Spirit, you can't see the Father. He is the Spirit, basically, mm-hmm. that empowers us to do His will.
Yeah, we have an aversion to sin, against evil. We don't saturate our minds with things of the world, mm-hmm. as we may have at one time.
Right. And that's a whole other issue too. What is sin? Mm-hmm. And the Scripture is really clear in 1 John chapter 3 and verse 4 that sin is the transgression of the law. What law? The law of Yahweh.
It's plain.
So when we hold our hands up against Yahweh and say things like the law is dead, we're no longer under the law, which is interpreted to mean that we no longer have to obey the law. That's a fallacy. The people who are under the law are those who are, I mean, the law was made for those who sin, not for people who keep the law. And the people who are under the law are those who are in defiance to it. And this becomes part of the basis of what we want to present here today, is that you cannot reject the law and keep the Messiah, nor can you reject the Messiah and keep the law.
Who has ascended into heaven and descended? Who has gathered the wind in his fists? Who has wrapped the waters in his garment? Who has established all the ends of the earth? What is his name or his son's name, if thou canst tell? Hello, I'm Carrie Brett with Yahweh's Assembly in Yahshua. Learn more about the importance of the divine names of our Heavenly Father and His Son, as well as getting better insight of the scriptures that will help you to learn biblical truth. Request our free literature, Discovering the Name of Yahshua in the King James Bible, and the Hebrew Aramaic Origin of the New Testament. To receive your free literature, visit us online at www.yayy.org. You can also write to YAIY, 2963 County Road 233, Kingdom City, Missouri 65262, or call us toll free at 1-877-642-4101.
We're discussing the Son and the Father and how we can't reject one and hold on to the other. Mm-hmm. Let me present a few other scriptures that will hopefully make this a little bit more clear. In 1 Corinthians, in chapter 11, beginning at verse 3, we read, "But I want you to know that the head of every man is Messiah." Okay, so every man is talking about a family relationship as well, because the next thing he says, "The head of woman is man." So there's the Messiah, and then there's man, and there's woman. Mm-hmm. And then he says, "And the head of the Messiah is Yahweh." Okay, so the hierarchy is, Messiah is under Yahweh, mm-hmm. The man is under Messiah, and the woman is under man. In terms of an order of things, that makes things clear about who is responsible to whom.
So when it says we see the Father when we see the Messiah, mm-hmm. basically that's expressed. Mm-hmm. What is that saying? Is it saying they're the same individual?
Well, no, it says that the Messiah is under the directorship of the Father.
Okay.
The Father makes the rules.
That makes sense.
He's created us. He's made, he's established what is going to work for us. Mm-hmm. And the Messiah obeys the Father, and the man is supposed to obey the Messiah. Mm-hmm. In the same way. I mean, there's two seeds. There's, and this is a whole other subject, but there's the seed of sin and the seed of righteousness. Mm-hmm. In the beginning, we see this with the two trees.
Yeah, good tree.
The tree of life, mm-hmm. versus the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. There's only one seed. And that seed is passed on from one to another of those who are righteous. The Father to the Son to the man to the woman. And in all things, there is righteousness versus unrighteousness. And so, as the Son obeys the Father, we obey the Son in the same direct way. There is no difference.
And that allows us to be one.
Exactly. Yeah. Right.
It's interesting. I was just glancing down here at John 14, verse 28. The very end says, "The Father is greater than I," which is backing up basically what you're saying. So mm-hmm. we don't find a conflict mm-hmm. in Scripture. I think some of the ideas out there, however, do bring in conflict, interpretations of Scripture. But Scripture is really not up for private interpretation, just as prophecy isn't either.
Right. And the question is, what does Scripture say? Mm-hmm. And I understand that when we translate from Hebrew to Greek to Latin to German to English, there is probably a lot of knowledge that is lost in that. And that's why it's important to go back to the Hebrew, or because we have no abundance of Hebrew documents for the New Testament, we have to go to the Greek and see what it says. Mm-hmm. Speaking in John 14, in verse 31, it says, "But that the world may know that I love the Father, and as the Father gave me commandment, so I do." Just another testimony.
Yeah.
Right. In John 15, verses 9 and 10, it says, "As the Father loved me," this is Yahshua speaking, "I also have loved you. Abide in my love." What does abide mean?
Do?
Absolutely. Abide.
Yeah.
You know, just live inside of me. Do what I do, essentially. Mm-hmm. As the Father loved me.
Yeah. And that gets back to Paul saying, imitate me as I imitate the Messiah.
Absolutely. Yeah. Right. There is an order to all of this. And once we understand that the law has not been done away with, and that by following the law only, by just keeping the law, is not salvation. But keeping the law, because we have the Spirit, because we understand what it means to be obedient to the Messiah.
Well, just so there's no confusion, the Messiah came to forgive us of the death penalty hanging over us, mm-hmm. which is ultimately brought on by disobeying the law, Yahweh's instructions.
Right.
That brings the automatic death penalty. So with Messiah, we're no longer under that death penalty in Him.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't mean we go back and start sinning again. It's like, why would you even want to do that? It doesn't even make sense. And Paul clarifies himself again and again, you know, when he's talking about faith or mm-hmm. grace. He goes, well, you know, so do we disobey more so we can have more grace, more faith?
Mm-hmm.
He says, absolutely not. Makes it very clear.
Right. One of the questions that a lot of people ask is, can I lose my salvation? And I think that, you know, as we consider that question, I mean, we can point to all kinds of scripture that says that you can. Hebrews 10:26, you know, if a man sins willfully after having received the knowledge of truth, there no longer remains a sacrifice for sins. That's, that's a
pretty cut and dry statement.
Well, it is, but then the scripture says something to the effect that we are, once we're saved, then we're always saved. I know that that's a statement that this is not in the scripture, but when we, I mean, the comment is made, once we, if we believe, we'll be saved. Okay, so that's on the other side. But the question really, I believe.
What if you stop believing and you walk and you turn from Yahweh? What's, you know, isn't he,
well,
doesn't
yeah.
Scripture talk about him turning his back to right. us?
Salvation is not something we do. Salvation mm-hmm. is something that the Messiah did.
Right.
He gave his life freely and openly so that we might live. So salvation is there for us. A lot of people understand that all you have to do is believe.
Mm-hmm.
But the idea of believing includes the idea of doing as well.
Yeah. In fact, Acts 5:32, I'm reminded that, you know, it's those that were obedient that receive the Spirit.
Right.
I mean, that's what it mm-hmm. is saying. Of course, they were talking against the Pharisees who made up their own laws, which right. the Messiah was against. And
when know. I posed this question, I wasn't trying to answer it. I'm saying that people want to know if they can lose their salvation, but I'm suggesting that that is really not an important question. The question is, are you a child of Yahweh? Are you one of His children?
Are you striving to overcome? Are you striving to right. be in the Father's will? And
right.
I think there's a lot of people that are trying to do what's right.
Mm-hmm.
But there's so many traditions and so many customs that have been brought over from man into true worship that mm-hmm. it blurs what we really should be seeing
right.
when we see true worship.
The question really is, what is the Father's will? What does He want from us?
Mm-hmm.
And does He ever change?
It says He doesn't.
Is the law going to be, has it always been?
It was in the Old Testament, it was in the New Testament, it will be in the kingdom.
Was it before creation?
Yes.
In the beginning mm-hmm. was the Word, and the Word was with Yahweh.
Well, you even have Abraham, a man of faith, being told, or saying that he was faithful to the law and being obedient to mm-hmm. Yahweh's judgments and commandments. This back in Genesis 26, I think. This is before the law given at Mount Sinai. So there was some sense of right and wrong even mm-hmm. back then.
Right. Abraham believed, and it was accounted to him as righteousness. And then he acted and did what Yahweh asked him to do. And that's the way it always is. Mm-hmm. We receive the Spirit, and in the Spirit we honor the Father.
Here in Genesis 26, verse 5, I'll just read it, plain statement here. Because Abraham obeyed me and kept my charge, my commandments, my statutes, my laws. Hey, and this is what's going out from Zion in the coming kingdom.
Right.
His statutes, his laws, his judgment. It's him.
Right.
Goes to him.
Yeah. They're forever. In 1 Corinthians, chapter 15, verse 24, it reads, then comes the end. This is after a long discussion. Then comes the end when he delivers the kingdom to Yahweh, the Father. This is talking about Yahshua delivering the kingdom to his Father. When he puts an end to all rule and all authority and power. For he must reign till he has put all enemies under his feet. The last enemy that will be destroyed is death. For, quote, he has put all things under his feet. But when he says all things put under him, it is evident that he who put all things under him is accepted. In other words, when Yahweh gave all power and glory to the Messiah, the Father is not one of those things that's put under Yahshua's feet. Okay, I know it seems a little confusing there. Verse 28. Now when all things are made subject to him, the Father, then the Son himself will also be subject to him, the Father, who put all things under him, the Son, that Yahweh may be all in all. Mm-hmm. Now this is an amazing verse. It's basically attesting to what we're trying to communicate here, and that is that the Father gave the Son power and glory to do the act of creation, mm-hmm. to give the law, to be an example, and to sacrifice himself, because we can't. We're in the flesh, and mm-hmm. We can't do it perfectly. He's raised the bar to the place. I mean, who cannot be angry? I mean, I wish I could. There's times, though, when I get very angry, very upset inside, and I kind of seethe. Am I breaking the law? Yeah. I'm in the flesh. I want what I want. Mm-hmm. I want to please me. And to the extent, I believe, that I can please the Father, then I will be honored by him.
Well, the Spirit is working within us, and we hear terminology described like fruit of the Spirit and, mm-hmm. and producing fruit and works. And what does that really boil down to? In John 15, it talks about, verse 7 starting out, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you. My Father is glorified by this, that you bear much fruit and so prove to be my disciples. Just as the Father has loved me, I have also loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. Mm-hmm. It's all wrapped together. It's not one part and you put aside the rest. Mm-hmm. It's all together.
Right.
And I think that's
there.
What we're saying here.
One of the things that we're not going to be able to expound upon is contained in the word stone. Stone is the Hebrew word eben. And it includes the word father and son. Ab is father and ben is son. And the stone that the builders rejected is none other than Yahshua and Yahweh, Eben, the Father and the Son. And we pray that you would do further investigation into this, consider all that we've told you today, and read the scripture.
Thank you for joining us today. Tune in next time as we look into more of Yahweh's Word and His revealed truth.